Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boys and girls,
that's a recording from 1973 of the Romper Room School show that aired on WGN TV. The show actually started in 1954 with a variety of hosts. Miss Rosemary was the first, then Miss Carolyn, Miss Beverly, Miss Mary Carroll, and then from 1968 to 73, Miss Elizabeth Trench, who joins us on the phone line right now from her home in Florida. Miss Elizabeth, it's a pleasure to welcome you back to WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. This is such a treat.
It's a treat for us because we haven't been able to find the Romper Room hosts and all the little specials that we've done and put together. So it's a treat for us that we tracked you down and that you're able to join us this morning. How did you get to become the host of Romper Room? What brought you to that path?
Well, I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and my father worked for a television station that broadcast Romper Room. And I was fortunate enough to get to know the teachers. And Miss Jan, who was the last teacher that I remembered, ended up being a good friend of mine. And we were having lunch one day, and I was in college, and she said, "What? You know, you're going to be a teacher. Why would you consider going into television and doing Romper Room?" And I thought, oh, no, I could never do that. I could never do that. And she said, oh, try it. So she encouraged me to do it and gave me the address and the contact for the Reynolds. Their name was Claster. Bert Claster was the initial producer. And I contacted them, and I'm not sure whether I contacted them or Miss Jan did. And they contacted me and said that I want to come out and talk to them. They lived in Towson, Maryland, and I flew out, and I got trained with the idea in mind that I might get to be a Romper Room teacher, and I might not. But if you're not trained and you're not a teacher, you can't be a Romper Room teacher.
Yeah.
And they called me a couple of times to go to places that I just plain wasn't interested. And I had accepted a job at to teach. And they called me one day and said, well, that something had come up at WGN in Chicago, and that they were needing a teacher in the near future, and would I consider that? And I thought, oh, gosh, I don't know. That's an awfully big market, and I've never before, and oh, boy. I flew out, and I was back there, and I don't remember, but it was a very quick turnaround. I don't remember why Miss Mary Carroll was leaving, but I was fortunate enough to be with her for, I think, it was a week or two, and so I could observe her doing the program.
Yeah.
And the rest, as they say, was history.
That's something. Isn't that something? You just wound up at the right place at the right time.
Boy, you said that again.
when I watch, there is, apparently there is one episode of Romper Room that we're able to find. WGN, unfortunately, was famous for not keeping a library of these classic children's shows. Bozo, Ray Rayner, Garfield Goose, Romper Room, you name it. There are very few tapes, but only one episode we could find of you on Romper Room. And that was from 1973. And it struck me how very Mr. Rogers the show was. Once Mr. Rogers became popular and famous and all that, did it strike you the same way?
No. I'm not sure I see that. Mr., in what respect? Give me a for instance.
Well, it was very gentle. You know, there was learning, but it was couched in, fun. And
yes.
And all presented in a very gentle, non-threatening sort of way.
I think you're right. I'm thinking too much into it. Mr. Rogers, of course, is everybody's hero. A wonderful, wonderful man. Locker Room really wanted the children to learn something, but yes, have fun. And to be kind to one another, and they had a wonderful message on that program.
And so, how did you approach it each day? I mean, the kids were chosen by a producer, I assume. Did you meet with them ahead of time? What was the planning like for each of the shows? Because as we're talking, our text line is filling up with people with memories of. I watched Miss Elizabeth from Romper Room every day before I went to school. People are remembering that the prayer before the juice and cookies, saying that they still use the same prayer now, with their families as you did on Romper Room each day. What was the planning like putting these shows together?
Romper Room was produced by Claster Productions, and basically they sent out what a teacher would call a lesson plan, and basically all of the teachers, especially if it was a live program, were basically doing the same thing every day. When I received, I would receive a package, let's say, every week, and I would go, and the week before, I would go through it and make sure that I had all the materials that I needed, and the station was great at providing me that. I was one of the very few that was lucky enough to have a live music source. I had Mr. Music, and he was a piano and organ player, and he was in the studio. And I don't know any other station that had that. Everything else was on tape. And the children that came to Romper Room wrote to the station. They wrote a postcard. And Romper Room was for 4 and 5 year olds. If you were 3, we found that the children were a little bit young to take direction. But the 4 and 5 year olds were perfect, and of course, 6 year olds go to school. And so they would send a postcard or a letter, and every week or so, I called the parents. We had 6 children on the show. We had 3 new children every week, so that you had like 3 rookies and 3 veterans. So that, because sometimes the children were a little frightened, we call it skitsy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would see that the other children were just falling right into line, they take the cue from the other kids. Everything's fine here, no problem. And of course, when they walk into the studio, it's a big room, as you well know, and lots of lights, but our set was in a corner. And they would walk in and they'd think, oh no. But then we got to our corner and they would see that they had their little desk with their name on it, mm-hmm. just like they would in any, in quote, school. They would settle down. And basically every week I would call the parents and I would say, are you interested? Are you still interested in Dean? Ha ha ha. Coming to Romper Room. I received your postcard, and I know that plans change, but if you're still interested, we have an opening for Monday, November 25th.
Mm-hmm.
They would say yes or no, and if they couldn't do it, but they wanted to do it the next week, well, then I would just do that. I would just postpone them to the next week.
Right.
And as many children as wanted to come, we only had 6 children at a time on the program. And but one way to remedy that was that we did a number of personal appearances for the station. I remember Sears was one of our big sponsors at the time. And we would go to different Sears stores on a Saturday morning and make appearances. And we would hand out autographed pictures, and we had small or inexpensive Doobie puppets that we would give to the children, and we would sing the Doobie song and that sort of thing.
We found some newspaper ads of you and Mr. Ned Locke, and Bob yes. Bell as Bozo in the Christmas parade, the Michigan Avenue Christmas parade, appearances at Dispensa's Castle of Toys.
All
places that were part of all of our memories. We'll continue and talk more with Miss Elizabeth Trench, who was the host of Romper Room School on WGN from 1968 to 73, all coming up in just a moment.
Boys and girls, let's put on our thinking caps right away and tie them tight. We have our imaginary thinking caps on because we're going to use them today. And we, of course, put on our happy faces so that everyone around us feels good. Let's make a nice big circle about here. All right. And what are we going to make this morning? Are we making a pie or a coffee cake or a...
Pie.
A pie?
Pie.
All right, we're going to make a nice big circle. Right now, we're going to do bend and stretch, Mr. Music. So we're going to bend and see what kind of things we can find in the sky. You ready? Okay. There goes Jupiter. Here comes Mars. Bend and stretch. Reach for the sky. I see Trisha, who's having a special day today, and Laura's having a special day. I see Ruby and Bee. I see Kaz and Stella, JT and Don. I see Marie and Mary, Edward and Jay, and of course, I see you too. And I'll see you again tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the Romper Room School.
Romper Room is a Bert Claster production featuring Elizabeth Trench. The exercises on Romper Room have been developed in cooperation with the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Clip from the famous Romper Room show on WGN-TV. That particular clip from 1973. Miss Elizabeth's first WGN appearance in 51 years is this morning here on the program. And Miss Elizabeth, Liz, you must hear all the time, you never said my name when you looked into the magic mirror. I have 2 or 3 people on our text line right now saying you never said our names when you looked into the magic mirror.
Dean, if you listen to that clip that you just played, it said Dean. I was just going to say I did say Dean. But then again, you had to have been a good little boy or girl to be called that.
That was the kicker. That's what knocked me out. Now I understand. What kind of memories do you have of the being at WGN? This was a classic time in Chicago TV history. You know, Bozo was at its peak. Ray Rayner at its peak. Garfield Goose. All of these classic television shows that we feature on our Bozo Guard Ray special that'll be on Thanksgiving morning at 9 o'clock. But you were part of this mix with all of these legendary performers.
When I look back at my years at WGN, I cannot believe how fortunate I was to have worked with legends like the Bozos, Bob Bell, the Ray Rayner, Garfield Goose. These gentlemen were so popular and so wonderful, and they were every bit as nice personally as they were professionally. I used to see Ray Rayner literally every morning because his program was just before mine. Romper Room was broadcast anywhere between 30 minutes and an hour, depending on the season. It just depended on the time available. But Ray Rayner was right before me most of the time. And he was such a joy. I can't think of anything nicer to say than someone like him. Romper Room was a terrific program. Bozo, Ray Rayner, Garfield Goose. When my husband and I left Chicago and moved away, we happened to be in a city that could receive WGN. And for years, we watched WGN and a lot of the reruns, whether they were movies or the children's programs. And it used to give me goosebumps to think, I know those people. I used to work with those people. I used to have coffee with those people. And it's cool to think about it. And I think one of my fondest memories is after the program, many of the parents would come with me into the cafeteria. The parents watched the program. They were not in the studio. They were in a separate studio observing it on television. And the reason being, the children would be distracted by the parents, and the parents would be giving directions and, you know, that sort of thing. And so I would walk the children out of the studio, and we would meet the parents in the hallway. And many times they would stay and have coffee. And there were many, not only did we have coffee with the parents, but there would be other people from the television and radio station that would be in there, and we would get to meet. And I wonder if you, do you remember Robert Urich, Bob Urich?
Of course, sure. Famous actor.
We had coffee with Bob almost every morning while he was in radio sales at the time. And he was, oh gosh, what a guy. And he had a very close group of friends in the radio department, obviously. But when he was getting into acting, I went a couple of times with some of his friends out to, and I don't remember the names of the theaters. I've been gone from Chicago for so long, but we went a couple of times to see him act when he was acting in the theater. And I remember on the way home one night with one of his friends, and we were saying, "Boy, that guy is destined for success." Well, guess what? He did.
He sure did. He sure did. Unfortunately, the clock on the wall is telling me that I have to break for the news here, Miss Elizabeth. So I hope we can do this again. We've invited Elizabeth to come and join us on the TV morning news on Tuesday morning. So tune in and we'll continue the conversation then. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real treat to talk to you again here on WGN. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.